Well, I was in Florida this weekend at a conference for young people who are considering ordained ministry. It's a really cool thing to get to be there in, well, okay, we were in Orlando. I even had one of those little Disney magic bands on, but I never left the convention center. But to be in a room just filled with all these young people, high school, college, who are considering following a call in their heart and lives into ordained ministry. Right about this time, a lot of them are on their way home, and I invite you to keep them in your prayers as they take this mountaintop experience of the weekend and think about what it might mean moving forward. I was there, and as a part of it, I was on a panel talking about becoming a pastor. I also, like I did 2 years ago, got to host LGBTQ and ally affinity group for those who care deeply about the inclusive nature or the need to grow our inclusive nature as a church. It's neat to see that room fill up with folks who say, I know this is where the church is, and I know where I want to take this church. It's a beautiful thing. I also, while I was there, got to do a brief video interview discussing what I do in ministry. They had the team there. They had a bunch of us that were on the panel. Said, we want to talk to you. What do you do in ministry? They're doing our little interview thingies. And they asked, so what do you do? And I gave them a very eloquent answer. Honestly, it was one of the finest I think I've ever offered. It was insightful. It was reflective. It was exciting. It was memorable. It was modest. It was just fantastic. And I offered this answer, and I looked proudly at the guy doing the interview, and he says, that was really nice, but I'd like a Twitter answer, you know, short. So I looked at him, and I said, my name is Reverend Bradley Lorvik, and I serve the people of Northwest Denver. And we are building a home where all belong. That's my answer now. I think it's all those things. I think it is eloquent. I think it is insightful and reflective and exciting and memorable and modest. We are building a home where all belong. That's my answer now. I mean, we have a mission statement as a church. We have a vision statement as a church. We have a statement of welcome as a church. Our bulletin used to be 2 pages longer just to include all of those documents. We have an introductory video on our website. We have a whole description on the web about the church. There's all sorts of information, pages and pages of words that attempt to describe this congregation, our community. And I believe all of those statements and all of their beauty and power are summed up in those simple words. We are building a home where all belong, on a foundation of love and service. You're going to hear and see this phrase a lot from me, because I want it to be what you think of when people ask you about your church. Hey, what's your church like? We're building a home where all belong. Hey, why do you like your church? Why do you go? Because we're building a home where all belong. So you actually give your church money? Yeah, because we're building a home where all belong. Now, who's welcome at your church? We're building a home where all belong. You see, this is who we are. And it's actually a very biblical identity. It's straight out of the scriptures. Hear these words from Ephesians in the 2nd chapter, translated in the Message. Now, this is plain enough, isn't it? You are no longer wandering exiles. The kingdom of faith is now your home. You're no longer strangers or outsiders. You belong here with as much right to the name Christian as anyone. God is building a home. God's using us all, irrespective of how we got here, in what God is building. God used the apostles and the prophets for the foundation. Now God is using you, fitting you in brick by brick, stone by stone, with Christ Jesus as the cornerstone that holds all the parts together. We can see it taking shape day after day, a holy temple built by God, all of us built into it, a temple in which God is quite at home. I love this scripture. Next week, we're even giving it to you on a magnet. It's an invitation. It's an invitation home. That's what this scripture is. And it's an invitation to be at home, as well as an invitation to build a home. Last week, we focused on how God has already begun the work. If you weren't here, I got to tell the story of these bricks that we found as we were doing construction downstairs. These bricks that were the foundation of the very first building this congregation built in 1896. Our newest ministries are literally built on top of that foundation. And last week, as we named saints, last week, as we reflected back on those who God has started the work, those original people that knew Jesus personally, those early church figures like Paul and Augustine and Luther and Wesley, and most importantly, last week, to the saints we knew personally, the people who have gone before us that we love, our everyday saints, they've built the foundation for us to continue. God has begun the work, and now it's our turn, all of us, irrespective of how we got here, as the scripture says. This is becoming one of my favorite phrases, irrespective of how we got here. I think it's one of the most foundational principles we could hold as we build a home where all belong. Because I hear it in conversations all the time. Pastor Brad, I need to let you know, I love being here. And what we talk about, it makes sense in my heart. I'm just still trying to figure it out in my head. Listen, I'm trying harder to live like Jesus because of Highlands United Methodist Church. Hey, Brad, I love this church. I just use different words for things like God, and I hope that's okay. You know, this place reminds me of the church I loved growing up. I never thought I'd find something like that again. You know, Reverend, I thought I was done with church, but being here makes me realize there's something more for me. These are snippets from real conversations I've had in the last few months, and there are more. Each and every person here brings with them a story, if not many stories, that speak to who each of us are. And some of those people, some of us, we question who we are. We question how worthy we are. We question if our lives are significant. Often we ask these questions because of some of the stories that are a part of our lives. When in all actuality, it's those stories that bless this community so much when you're here. This home wouldn't be complete without you and each and every one of the stories that makes you who you are. This is what our scripture is calling us to see. Irrespective of how we got here, whatever the stories, whatever the background, God knows that and says, and I've got a place for you. This home wouldn't be complete without you. All of your stories are welcome here, even the ones you haven't quite worked up the courage to share yet. Because this isn't just a home where you all belong. We're striving to build a home where all of you belongs. All of you. Not just the happy side, not just a faithful side, not just a saintly, optimistic, do-gooder side. All of you. When we welcome you here, we are also welcoming you irrespective of your frustrated, doubting, sinning, cynical, selfish side. That part of you is welcomed here too. And this is true for every neighbor, friend, family, and person in our community. It has to be, or none of us should be here. This home we're building, it's so important. Now, it's also important to note that this idea of building a home where all belong is not about a single issue. While yes, it certainly represents our inclusive stance that all means all in relations to sexual identity and gender identity, there's so much more in this statement. We are building a home where people who believe that critical thought should not be separated from religion can feel at home. We're building a home where people who believe that God called us to care for the environment feel at home. People who believe you can love Jesus and respect other religions at the same time can feel at home. People who don't have answers but want a comfortable place to stumble through some tough questions feel at home. So many things. I don't know if you think about this very often, but this home where all belong is very needed in this world. Because we are representing to the world a different kind of Christian than is often experienced. This home is not defined by excluding people. It's not built on dogma, and is hopefully authentic enough to name that we often fall short of the lofty goals we're called to, as individuals and as a congregation. This home is needed. I had a conversation with someone in our church family a couple weeks ago who named that though they never went to church growing up, they started coming because of a relationship they're in. Some of you are like, wait, is he talking about me? I'm here because of them. Okay. They'd been coming for a few months. They'd sort of gotten into a rhythm here, and then their schedule got crazy and they missed about a month or so. Now, when they returned from that month of being gone, they said they suddenly realized something that they hadn't noticed while they were away. They'd been missing church. They didn't realize it till they came back. But there was this emptiness they were experiencing while they were gone that was affecting their life, even though they couldn't name it. And when they came back and this community filled that space in their life, they realized they needed to be here. Now, for a never used to go to church person, that was a very weird feeling. But it's one I hope any of us can experience and know, whether we've been here our whole lives or whether this whole church thing is new to us. Maybe you've experienced it too, that something about this place meets a need in your life that nothing else can. Maybe you haven't thought about it. But this conversation touched my heart, and I hope it touches yours as well, because this is a big freaking deal. This is what you are doing for the people around you, in this place and in this community. We are meeting needs and addressing things that nothing else can. And we're doing it with God's love and God's grace. Building a home where all belong does that. And I tell you, if I had to hang it all up tomorrow, if it was all over right now, I could be happy knowing that this community has met needs in someone's life in that way. But we don't have to hang it up tomorrow, and it's not all over. We're just getting started. And that's why this congregation matters so much. Supporting this congregation with what you have and what you do and who you are, it matters. We are shaping and changing the lives of people inside and outside of our doors. I get to hear it all the time. I have the honor of being a public face for this congregation. Since most folks in our neighborhood and around the city can't look you all up and have a conversation with each and every one of you about the difference this church makes, they tell me. So let me pass a few things on to you. I bump into elected city officials who tell me that our congregation ties this neighborhood together through its outreach and its presence. You're building that. Our bishop and our superintendent tell me that this congregation is an anchor for the United Methodist Church in Denver and a model for other congregations to look to. You're building that. Out Front magazine, the Front Range LGBT publication, tells me that the work of this congregation is helping to redefine Christianity for the queer community. You are building that. The City of Denver's environmental initiative, they compliment that we've put time and effort and money where our values are to decrease our environmental impact and increase visibility for churches that value the environment as a green church. You're building that. The directors of Denver Urban Ministries and Family Promise and Reading Partners and many other service organizations tell me that they can't do what they do without this congregation. You are building that. I'm without words. We are building a home where all belong, and it is being built for and built by people just like you and by you, irrespective of how you got here. People that have called this place home for decades, people who are still settling in, people who have always been a part of a Christian community, and folks that never thought they'd be church people. And that's another thing I love about this scripture we're using, that part where it says, you know, you have as much right to the name Christian as anyone. I love that it encourages us to claim that word, to claim, own, and define what being Christian means. Because that word, Christian, often has some associations that embarrass me. How many times have I felt the need in this world to say, oh, I'm not that kind of Christian? Maybe you have too. There's others who so righteously believe that they have exclusive right to the name Christian, and they're building something entirely different. The name Christian has been hijacked, co-opted, and besmirched, and we get to change that. We get to live the kind of life, we get to be the kind of church and build the kind of home where we can proudly say, I'm that kind of Christian. You know, the Highlands United Methodist Church kind. We have a right to that name, and the world needs us to claim it, irrespective of how we got here, as we build this home together. Amen.